Well, now that Trump's personal attorney, William Barr, the fellow who's been posing as America's attorney general's effort to defuse the Mueller report has totally bombed, it has become altogether obvious that America has a decision to make. Given the ever-so-well-documented enthusiasm of the Trump campaign for encouraging a foreign nation to interfere in our presidential election, as clear a violation of the spirit and text of the presidential oath of office as ever carried out, and their equally well-documented, indeed ham-fisted effort to both obscure and hide that enthusiasm in the subsequent cover-up. Voices have been indignantly raised calling for impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives, while others, perhaps thinking of themselves more pragmatic, have argued that there is really no point. True, Trump may be eminently more egregious in the dereliction of his constitutional duties, more openly willing to use both the campaign and his presidency for personal financial gain. In short, more corrupt than any previous president in American history. But, some have argued, why distract the country with a congressional impeachment in the House when there is no reason to think the Republicans in the Senate will put party loyalty above country and objectively judge Trump, let alone convict him, all the while reminding us that such a battle would simply be a distraction from the real concerns of America, from addressing climate change to national health care. And then, of course, there are those reminded of the intricacies of the American constitutional system who are concerned that were Trump to fall within 2 years of the end of his presidency, his detractors might be setting up a formidable Republican Party unified around a President Pence, who would be in a position for a potential 10-year run in the Oval Office. Perhaps improbable, but certainly something that forces reflection. But the fact is that speculation that it would be better politically to remove Trump at the ballot box than as part of the impeachment process might have some merit, but it is entirely irrelevant to the core issue that faces us. That is whether we are going to set a precedent that allows this or any future president to so violate the spirit and text of the presidential oath of office without Congress carrying out its own responsibilities as an equal branch of government, a decision that would handicap American constitutional norms for generations. In short, we cannot allow a mere election to be that distraction, given that members of the House of Representatives are just as required to fill their own constitutional duties as the president. And in this case, Trump's dereliction of duty does not give our congressional representatives the right to violate their own oath of office either, and the obvious necessity, given the Mueller report, to use the larger mandate available to Congress than the special counsel had available to investigate and, if necessary, impeach the president, regardless of whether it's good politics or not, regardless of whether the Republican Senate would convict or not, which, of course, brings us to another issue. The assumption that an impeachment is a useless exercise given the conservative hold of the Senate. But that line of thought has been trapped in the mindset of the two most recent impeachment battles of Presidents Nixon and Clinton, who were in their second and final terms in office, presidents who were not up for re-election. Our situation is completely different. Indeed, under the circumstances, regardless of what happens in the Senate, the senators would not have the last word. Rather, the American voting public would automatically be transformed into a national jury box, ready to vote, as in the courtroom, at the ballot box, having been allowed the fullest expression of national opinion any democracy could possibly want.